Welcome to the People Powered Business Podcast. I'm your host, Christy Lee Billett. If you employ staff, engage contractors, or rely on people to help deliver your products or services, you're in the right place. Join us each week as we dive in to uncover what makes people tick, learn the best strategies and tactics to build an amazing team, and most importantly, discover how you, the business owner or leader, can unleash the power of your people to help create the successful business you deserve. Let's get started. Hello, welcome to episode number 24 of the People Powered Business Podcast. Hi, I'm your host, Christy Lee, and thank you for joining me here on today's episode. I really appreciate the time you spend with us here on the podcast. If this is the first episode you are listening to, welcome. It's fabulous to have you here. If you're a returning listener, thanks for joining us again. We do appreciate it. The podcast comes to you each and every week on a Wednesday, and we talk all things to do with people in your business. So whether you have a team or you engage contractors or you're looking to build a team, this is certainly the place for you. Now, as I mentioned on last week's episode of the podcast, if you are enjoying listening to the podcast or you have found a particular episode to be super helpful, relevant, or something you've been able to really practically implement in your business, we would love it if you wouldn't mind taking the time to head over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a little review. Let us know what you found helpful and whether this podcast is great for others to listen to, because those reviews really do help others to figure out whether this podcast is in fact for them. So if you are able to take that time, if you have loved listening to the podcast, I would really, truly appreciate it. Now let's dive into today's episode. In today's episode, I really wanted to bring you something super practical and something that you can easily implement into your business next time you are needing to recruit staff. And today's episode is all about writing the right ad. And what do I mean by that? Well, here's the thing. When you are going to market and you are looking for a new employee, very often you are creating some form of an advertisement. Whether you're posting that on a regular job board, on social media, using your LinkedIn connections, using your social connections, or any other method, the act of going out to market and saying, hey, we're looking for a new employee, is an ad. Whether you're writing a traditional ad or a social post or anything else, the act of promoting the fact that you're looking for someone new to join your team is your attraction strategy. And getting it right can be so impactful on ensuring that you have the right mix of applicants to choose from when you get to shortlisting. So writing the right ad makes sure that you are targeting the right people, that you're attracting the right type of people for your organization, and most importantly, ensures that you have a fabulous shortlist to choose from. Now, finding staff for your business can be tough. Right now, at the time of recording, it's incredibly likely that if you try and hire someone, you will be slammed. As an example, just recently I was assisting a business that was looking to hire a new employee into a part-time position for someone with administration customer service type skills. Now, they were pretty specific. They wanted a certain skill base and experience base, which is great because being specific helps you narrow things down. And we wrote a fabulous ad that targeted exactly those kind of people. And we received 437 applications. 437. Just think about the time involved in screening those. And I can tell you that there were over 100 applications that on paper were great. They met the criteria. They seemed to have the right attitude, the right skill base that we were looking for, and started the shortlisting process with those. Now, of course, we had a number of applicants who were not even close to the criteria. And in the current market, I think you need to expect, of course, you're going to get some of those. But the clearer that you can be in your ad, the clearer you can make your ad in regards to what it is that you are seeking and what it is that you are not seeking, the better chance you have of making sure that the applicants that come through are as closely aligned to that as possible. So it's all about attracting the most suitable so that the resumes you get are as close as possible to your ideal, making the short listing process easier. And who wouldn't mind making the shortlisting process easier, especially when you've got 400 plus resumes to get your head around? You need to really think about your recruitment advertising as just another piece of marketing for your business. When you're marketing your business to customers, you're positioning your business in a way where you're attracting the types of customers that want your product, the types of customers that you want to do business with, the types of customers that perhaps can afford your products. And advertising for staff in many ways is no different. Your ad campaign, your social posts, any way that you go forward to attract employees for a new position you're recruiting for are simply an attraction tool. Writing the right ad makes sure you attract the right people with the right fit, and that is the key. Now, over the years, I have seen horrendous ads for positions. I've seen ads that were no more than two lines long. I've seen ads that were as long as War and Peace. I've seen ads that sold this sharp, fun, vibrant company when I know the business and it was not any of those things. So ads that are not written well and not transparent and not an accurate reflection of your business, they simply mislead applicants. It also means that a poor ad campaign means you're leaving applicants on the table. You're potentially leaving the best and the brightest for this position out of the mix because your ad wasn't designed to attract them. It might also mean you're attracting the wrong people, so you're going to end up with a pool of applicants that are nothing like what you actually want and need. You're also giving applicants a false sense of your business if you're not creating really strong ads, because if it does not truly reflect your business, applicants are applying based on how you present your business in the ad. So if that's false or does not ring true, you're going to attract applicants that are not the right fit. Worst of all, a really, really bad advertising campaign means you attract no one. Crickets. Now, whilst you may not want 400 resumes to review, you certainly don't want zero either, do you? So you need to ensure that you're getting what you need from your advertising campaign. As I mentioned earlier, think of your ad as exactly what it is. It's an advertisement. It's a smart marketing campaign. It's about making sure that you are targeting the right potential employees, just the same as you want your business advertising to target the right ideal customer. Your recruitment advertising needs to target the right ideal employee. It's more than just a classifieds listing. It's a well-structured, well-thought-out, and targeted piece of marketing because you need to attract the right people to be the right mix for your business. Now, what I'd really love to do from a really practical perspective is run you through the elements of a great ad. And we can talk about what they might include and also talk about where and when to position those and perhaps also what to leave out. After we've gone through that, I'm going to talk you through writing and placing the right ad to make sure that everything you're doing around the actual content of the ad is positioned in the right place at the right time. So firstly, let's look at the elements of amazing recruitment ads. Okay, first and foremost, obviously you need a position title. Now that might sound obvious, but I've seen this go lots of ways. I've seen very bland and boring titles, and I've seen businesses try and create ridiculous, crazy, outlandish titles. Now, this all comes down to what you're looking for in the position. The title needs to resonate with the ideal employee. If the ideal employee reads the position title and it doesn't sound like them, they are not going to read any further. You want them to read the position title and say, "Yes, that's me." And they want to read further. So it must resonate with their language. If you're wanting a super creative person and it's a cutting edge industry, then using a creative title can be a fabulous idea because you don't want a traditional thinker. So it can really suit what you need. But if you're wanting a corporate receptionist, don't go calling it anything fancy. Call it a corporate receptionist because someone who is that will resonate with that. And the immediate mental psychological reaction to that will be, "Yes, that's me." That's what you want the position title to tell someone. "Yes, that's me. I want to read further." So you need the position title. Also in the ad, there's an element of who are you and what do you stand for? You want to tell people about the organization they're applying with. Now, I don't want this to take up the entire ad because it's not all about you. We need to know about them. But I do want it to take up a portion of the ad with enough detail that you're going to tell the applicant who you are, what you stand for, what your values are, what your organization's all about. So in this component where you're talking about your business, you might want to be telling employees or potential applicants that are reading the ad about perhaps the history of your business. Are you a 30-year running family-owned and operated business? Are you a cutting-edge, brand-new startup looking for amazing talent? Are you a fast-growing IT company? You want to tell them enough that helps you position your business. Perhaps you want to tell them location, if that's going to be relevant for the role. Perhaps you want to tell them a little bit about the culture. Anything that is going to be relevant to, again, that applicant saying, yes, this sounds like the sort of place I want to work. Now, you don't have to give them an immense amount of detail here, but paint a picture. Paint a picture for the type of business you are, the type of culture you have, so that employees that want that culture and resonate with that kind of business will be inclined to keep reading. Now, where you position this information in the ad is actually optional. A lot of businesses put this up top, front and center. I don't think that's essential. I think you could have this under the details about the position, but you do want to have some information about your business in there. This is also important because employees or potential employees reading the ad, if they know nothing about the business and only about the role, they're only going to be 50% interested because applicants in the market these days are equally, if not more interested in the company they're joining than the role they're doing. So it is a really important element. Now, following that, quite obviously, the role. What's real? What's this role all about? Now, a great way to really do this effectively is a bullet-pointed list of here's what the, you know, responsibilities and the duties are. You don't have to go into the day-to-day minute details, but do give an overview of the responsibilities that the role is going to have. Perhaps where it fits in the team, who it reports to, how many people report to the role, what it's going to be responsible for, what success looks like for this position. So really spelling out what you are going to expect from an applicant coming into the role. Now, this section does need to be somewhat detailed because this is your opportunity to tell them what they're going to need to be able to perform. This is where an applicant is likely to opt in or opt out of the application process because they may or may not have all of those skills or be willing to do all of those tasks or be comfortable with the expectations placed on them. So having enough information here educates applicants to know whether they want to continue through the application process. Failure to have enough information here leaves applicants flying blind. They may apply or they may not apply based on the information provided in this section. And it also may set up a false sense of security if the information isn't correct in this particular part of the ad. So telling them about the role, the expectations, and the responsibilities. Now, also, of course, what do you want to know about them? What is important about them in the application process and in being successful in the position? Here's where you're telling them what experience you need them to have, what skill set they need to come with, any licenses, qualifications, those kind of things. Now, you want to stick to what is essential, particularly in the first part of this section. You don't want to be starting with the, we'd really like it if you had zero experience, if that's not all that important. Lead with what's important. Critically here, you want to talk to them about also not just the practical and the tactical and the technical skills that you're looking for from them, but the other softer skills. Are they going to need to be comfortable working autonomously? Are they going to need to display some strong negotiation skills? Are you looking for someone that has the ability to work on multiple tasks simultaneously and be able to juggle confidently and prioritize easily? Those softer skills are often what makes someone successful or not successful in a position. So I like to be really, really clear about these when I'm detailing this in the ad, because these are the things that will make or break someone's success. If someone isn't confident with a very busy, very fast-paced environment, they'll opt out at this stage. But if you haven't told them that's what this role is going to be all about, they might continue through the process and you'll end up with an unsuitable applicant in there. The other element of the ad is directing them how to apply. Now, this is one that I often see businesses either not do or get totally wrong. If you're going to get slammed with applications, this is crucial. Tell them exactly what you want them to do when they're applying for the ad. Do you want them to send a resume to a certain email address? Do you want them to click on the Apply Now button in Seek? Do you want them to prepare a cover letter? Do you want to see a portfolio of their work? Do you want them to attend a group interview? Be super clear. The benefit of being very clear here is that if following direction and instruction is important when you're employing someone, or for this applicant when they come into the position, you're basically giving them a test. Can they follow the direction and instruction that you're providing for them right here, right now? I use this every time because I want to be really clear about what I expect from people in the process. And if they can't follow that, they're not going to be able to follow a direction in the workplace. So they're out. I literally use this as a screening tool. So making sure you have very, very clear instruction and direction about what step you want them to take next. Keep them moving through that process. Overarching all of this, your brand needs to be really reflected in your ad. Do not make your ad sound like you are a young, hip, modern business if you're an accounting firm run by 50-year-olds. And here's why. I'm not saying it's bad to be an accounting firm run like 50-year-olds by 50-year-olds, not at all. But you want to attract people that want to work in that environment. And if you position yourself in your ad to be completely different to the reality, you're going to get the wrong people applying. And in fact, you might lose your best talent because they think this ad does not sound like somewhere they want to work, because they want to work for a business like yours. Being true to your brand and being really clear and transparent and consistent in the language, the brand style, and what you communicate throughout the ad, including the tone that you use in the ad and all of those little intricacies, will make sure that the types of people that want to work for someone like you will really resonate with that ad. There's no point trying to be someone you're not because let me sidetrack here a little bit. I have a firm belief, and it's this. If it's the right role with the right structure in the right business, there is a right person out there. If you're not finding the right people, then perhaps you haven't written the right ad. There is always a right person for the right business at the right time, provided the role is structured correctly. So there is absolutely no reason that you're not finding the right person, except if you're not being true to who your business is. Own it, because you'll find the best people. You'll find your tribe of people if you really be transparent and true to who you are as a business. Make it real. So important. So let's recap those. The elements of the ad are your position title, who you are as a business and what you stand for, a bit of information about who the business is, what you do, who you serve, what your culture's like, information about the position, what will this applicant be responsible for, what will success look like in the role, and what are you expecting out of them? What do you need the person to have in order to be successful in the position, their background, their skills, the technical licenses, and their ability to fulfill the soft skills of the role? And what do you want them to do in order to apply for the position? What instruction are you giving them in terms of what to do next? They are the key elements. Now, whether you're writing an A4 size Seek ad content or you are doing a social media post, I want you to include these elements just the same. You might do a shorter version, of course, if you're doing a social post or you're sharing it amongst your network. And you might do a longer form version if you're writing an ad campaign for a job site such as Seek. But use the same format and follow those rules, and you will be in a much better position to get the best possible pool of applicants from which to create your shortlist. Now, outside of that, what else is important in terms of writing and placing the right ad? One of the first things to consider is who are you targeting and where are they hanging out? So you might spend all of your time on LinkedIn, but is that where your ideal applicant is? Because if they're not, You're wasting time and money if you're placing LinkedIn ads. Likewise on Facebook. That might be where you're at, but is that where your ideal candidates are at? Are you looking for someone that is actively looking for work right now? Because if so, you should be using job boards. Think about your applicant and where are they at? If you are looking for someone that is just qualified or almost completing their qualifications, look at your university job boards, your TAFE job boards. Your private college will probably send an email for you. In fact, I don't know whether they still do this, but there was previously ways where, I think it was TAFE, not uni, but one of them would send, actually it might have been both, would send a targeted email with your ad to a particular cohort of students for a certain cost, so to their entire engineering degree completion group or something like that. As I said, I can't 100% remember whether it was TAFE or uni, but investigate all of those options, because if that's where your ideal applicant is, there's no point just doing a, you know, blank canvas CCAD. Be more targeted, be more direct, because you're going to get you may get less applicants, but you'll get a better quality pool to choose from. Also think about the language that you're using. As I said, you want to make it real, and you want to make it true to you, but you also want to make it appealing to your target applicants. Really think about the language they use, because you want them, as I said earlier, to say, yes, that's me. And if you're using language that is nowhere near language they use, you're going to really struggle to get that buy-in early on. So using their language in the ad. Don't put all of your eggs in one basket. And what I mean by that is, do not rely on one Facebook post to find you the ideal candidate. You should be seeking multiple sources of applicants where possible and where appropriate. You might be doing socials on Facebook and LinkedIn and Insta. You might also do a CCAD. You might also do a targeted direct campaign to where you know your applicants are hanging out. I'm not saying you should do all of them every time, but don't rely on just one source. Always be quite open to exploring applicants coming from different places. Make your ad engaging and interesting. So many ads are so boring and so drab. I think there was one I read that was about two lines once that said, looking for an accounts clerk, must work 2 days, apply here. That's not interesting. I don't care if you find accounts boring, that ad's not interesting. So make it engaging and interesting but real. You want to take them on a journey through the ad. You want them to first say, yes, that's me, and then read about the company and say, that sounds like a great place to work. Then read about the role and think, I can do those things. And then follow through to the application process. Take them on a journey where they're getting engaged and invested as they read through your ad campaign. Make sure you can follow through on whatever it is that you promise in the ad. Do not advertise for a full-time position if you don't need a full-time person. Do not advertise that there's progression opportunities in your business if you are a micro business and there really isn't any right now. Only advertise what you can actually deliver. Otherwise, you will have turnover issues like there is no tomorrow. And explain the process. Be really transparent with applicants. So if you know that you are not going to have a chance to get back to everyone, simply put in the ad that only shortlisted candidates will be contacted. If you are in touch with applicants, let them know. This process is going to take a few weeks. We will get in touch once we're at the next stage. Keeping ahead in terms of the communication will stop you having constant contact from candidates saying, just want to know where my application's at, because that can be really frustrating from you as the business owner. So really think about where your applicants are hanging out, where you can target them, and be really deliberate about that. Use language that is true to you but appeals to them. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Make it engaging, interesting, and real. Make sure you can follow through on what you promise and keep them informed of the process as you go through. I hope that that information has been helpful for you today in assisting you to write the right ad for your next recruitment campaign. The correct, the right, the most well-crafted advertising campaign can make all the difference in the candidates that you attract into your applicant pool and ultimately end up in your shortlist. If you are going to be slammed with resumes, you want to be slammed with the right kind of resumes. And if you're only going to get a handful, you want them to be great quality. But the only way the applicant finds out whether that position suits them is by reading your ad. So make it a good one. to assist you in the next ad campaign, I should say, that you need to go through, we've created a nice little ad template guide just to help guide you on these key elements of the ad and give you an idea what should be included in each. So if you head over to peoplepoweredbusiness.com and click on episode number 24, you'll be able to grab your free ad template guide right there. It will just help you demonstrate through what you need to include in your next ad and help you structure the right ad for your organization. Thank you so much for joining me here today on the podcast. I do hope you've enjoyed that episode and had a fabulous day. As I mentioned at the top of the podcast today, if you've enjoyed today's episode or any of the other episodes and you have a few minutes, we would love it if you would take the time and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks again. I hope you have a fabulous week, and I'll talk to you next week on the People Powered Business Podcast.